Maria Rodale joins us by phone tonight. She is CEO and chairman of Rodale, Inc., publisher of Prevention and a number of other periodicals focusing on health and organic gardening. She's authored numerous books, most recently Organic Manifesto, How Organic Farming Can Heal Our Planet, Feed the World, and Keep Us Safe. She regularly chronicles her adventures on her blog, By Maria. Tonight we're going to talk about her latest book. It is a cookbook titled Scratch, Home Cooking for Everyone, Made Simple, Fun, and Totally Delicious. Maria, hi. I want to welcome you to Around Cincinnati and just tell you this is a beautiful cookbook and certainly literally mouth-watering. Like the best of cookbooks, it includes anecdotes about the recipes that you share. And since the Christmas season is here, I really wanted to start with you telling the touching story that goes with mini fruitcakes. And tell us about the ingredient that you leave out.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you. Oh, that goes a long way back. I once had a dear friend. Actually, we're still friends. But he did something that was devastating to me. And, you know, of course, you know, when you're young and something's devastating, you cry. And then one day he showed up at my door with some fruitcake that he had made. The taste of it was so healing. And like I say in the book, it tasted like forgiveness. I mean, I was never a fruitcake lover before that, but at that moment, I became a fruitcake lover for life. But now I don't drink. I haven't had a drink in 19 years. So when I went to figure out how to make fruitcake, most of the recipes had alcohol in them. There's actually no alcohol in my whole book, in any of the recipes. So I call them sober fruitcake muffins because there's nothing alcoholic in it at all, but they're delicious. They taste just like I remember.
I want to stay on Christmas for a little bit because you have an interesting dish that's served for Christmas breakfast. It involves fish. You want to tell us what that is?
The codfish cake?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I know it's unusual, but I remember my mom making codfish cakes for breakfast when we were kids on Christmas. But I remember it came out of a can. And, you know, it was like hard white stuff out of a can, and she'd slice it up and fry it up and, you know, with some butter and always with Heinz ketchup. So when I was older, I wanted to recreate that recipe, but from scratch. I looked up a whole bunch of different recipes, and I got to the simple thing of you take some salt cod, which is in the, you know, all the supermarkets right before the holidays, and, you know, you soak it and then you cook it. You know, you just boil it a little bit, and then you add homemade mashed potatoes, which there's also a recipe in the book, and an egg, and fry it up in butter, and it's become, it's not Christmas morning in my house without codfish cake. An unusual taste, but it's so delicious, and everybody loves it. The more brown and crispy you can make it, the better. And now Heinz ketchup has an organic version, which is a dream come true for me.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, speaking of which, you grew up in a family that was way ahead of its time in terms of not only practicing organic gardening, but in spreading the word through the Rodale publications. I want to talk a bit about what your childhood was like.
Yeah. So my grandfather is considered the founder of the organic movement in America, and he started publishing Organic Gardening Magazine in 1942. So I grew up on the farm thinking everything was normal and this is how everybody lives with, like, you know, baby pigs running around and chickens laying eggs, you know, and vegetables and fruits fresh from the garden or from the trees. And it wasn't until I was, you know, went to school and people, you know, started making fun of me for being organic. But what I learned is they had a very wrong idea of what organic was. They thought it was all about tofu or, you know, just eating, you know, being vegetarian. But we were always holistic eaters in that we ate things that traditional people ate. It was just grown without any chemicals and it was delicious. So it's kind of finally coming around that people are understanding that anything can be organic. It's not about no fat, low salt, no sugar. It's just about making sure your food is free of chemicals and toxic ingredients. And it's so much better. It tastes so much better. The animals and the, you know, nature is so much happier. So I strongly encourage people to eat organic for those reasons.
You also have a wonderful view of what a kitchen should be about. Would you tell us your thoughts about a kitchen?
Well, you know, the kitchen is the most intimate place in your house. I mean, other than, you know, maybe the bathroom and the bedroom. But, you know, it's like where everybody comes together before your teeth are brushed and, you know, you're in your pajamas. And it's also the place where the real conversations happen. What I believe the real conversations should happen. And when you sit at the table together with your family, it's about nourishing yourself in the best way possible and nourishing your family in the best way possible. So I'm a huge proponent of making the kitchen like the center of the home universe. And, you know, it's always where people at parties end up anyway. So there is a magic there that everybody feels. And I just want people to celebrate it and embrace that.
I especially appreciate it, given the sort of sanitized cooking shows we see on TV, that you encourage people to make a big mess and laugh about it.
Yeah, I mean, what's remarkable to me is how many people love those cooking shows but then actually don't cook. I love to cook and I love to make a mess, and there's no greater pleasure than whether you're by yourself or with friends or family, like laughing, and, you know, this is all without alcohol too, laughing and having fun. And yeah, it's work to clean up, but that also can be a pleasure too. You know, put on some music, light a candle, and just enjoy the whole process. There's nothing worse than somebody who's cranky in the kitchen, and that, I think, seeps into everything. And so my goal is to get everybody like happy in the kitchen.
I'm wondering, do you have a go-to comfort food or a favorite meal that you want to share with us?
Well, my favorite go-to comfort food is also my family's favorite, which is on the cover of the book. It's the roast chicken and with gravy. Got to have the gravy. But it's also symbolic of my whole style, which is that the more simple you can keep it, the better it is. So you don't have to brine it. You don't have to baste it. You don't have to truss it. You don't even have to salt it. You just put it in a pan that you can then put on top of the stove because you want to make gravy and roast it, and the skin will get all crispy and it'll be all juicy. And then when it's done, you make the gravy on top of the stove and you have the most delicious and healthy and wonderful meal you can ever imagine.
We should say that there are traditional classics here, favorites, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, but also intriguing recipes from around the world. Dying to try Moravian sugar cake and French panisse, spaghetti with eggs. And I'm wondering if you have learned something about yourself in relation to food and your adventures with it.
I have learned that it's okay to be fearless and to experiment and to be an adventurer. And that ultimately, though, food is the thing that unites all of us. And, you know, no matter what your religion, your political leanings, your race, your gender, food unites people. And it's a great door into conversations with all sorts of people. I mean, one of my recipes in the book is from a blog reader who I've never met, but who we've, you know, become great Facebook friends. And she's an Aborigine from Australia. And so she shared her grandmother's recipe for what's called damper and dip, which is basically a campfire bread with a curry that in Australia they make with kangaroo, but I made it here with buffalo. And it's just wonderful to connect with people about those most personal flavors and find that we all have things in common.
I have so enjoyed connecting with you, and I must say, cooking from this book, your Brussels sprouts recipe is delicious. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Maria. Thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
I've been talking with Maria Rodale about her cookbook, Scratch, Home Cooking for Everyone, Made Simple, Fun, and Totally Delicious. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
I used to see her around the neighborhood. I wonder how she grew up so good. She belonged to Freddie, he was bad, and I never was ready to pick him back. I'm glad I had to wait a while. I little bit too juvenile. I needed to refine my style, a silk suit and a crocodile smile. So let the whole damn world go by, 'cause I just wanna testify. From now on it's me and my sweet potato pie.